Yeah.
No,
don't yeah. No 18th tee to be worried about, Slee. You can let it rip this morning. How you feeling? Not great, anything. Bad, terrible.
Let's get right into the draft.
Yeah.
What do we think?
I didn't even ask, and I knew it was coming.
Un baguette.
So
first off, we were getting that at like 11 o'clock last night.
The Eiffel Tower?
Yeah. Jorge said in the Eiffel Tower.
I mean,
11.
It's just basketball.
A picture
guys.
Of the Eiffel Tower?
It is just basketball.
I specified the Eiffel
basketball.
Tower.
Yeah. I thought it was Morales that I'm like, did Morales hack Jorge's
Dude,
phone?
I double checked. I literally double checked because I thought
that's
that
so
it
funny.
Might have been too. How are you feeling, Slee? All things
feel
all
right, buddy.
Being considered.
Yeah, feeling all right.
You're all right?
End of the week. Yesterday was fun. Had a really good time at the golf course.
I had a good time yesterday, too. I heard you rode in a Porsche at some point that you didn't tell me about, that Greg had to tell me about it this morning.
Oh, yeah, I did tell Greg that. Well, I took – so here's what happened. You took – you didn't take the shuttle.
No.
I just basically – yesterday I was like
– I just pulled into the lot like I own the place.
I know. I was a – I was a really good citizen for the – email that was
Followed
sent from
directions.
The promotions department.
There was no, a parking pack attached
I felt like
to
I,
the directions.
I felt like I did it wrong. I thought I did it wrong because I followed the directions. I went to, they had us parking at a hotel in Hollywood.
Right.
And then we're going to get shuttled from there.
Right by the Chinese theater. Really easy to get to.
Oh my God. By the way, when I got to my car, it's like 75 degrees outside in April.
Yeah.
Every tourist you could think of, I'm like, I can't get out of here. I can't get out of here. Anyways, put that to the side for a quick second. So they take the shuttle, these like nice big shuttles, one person in there. I know you were the same.
You had a solo like airport shuttle.
Both ways.
Yeah, both ways. Okay. Yeah.
The driver, like there was a point where I'm like, you want me to just drive? Like,
I'll bring it back.
Lay down in the back, you know, relax, do what you got to do. But we get dropped off there. About maybe 10, 12 minutes away, we get dropped off there. And then when it's time to leave, Emily was going to stay for a second. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get out of here. I got Lakers pre, you know, whatever. I'm going to shoot out of there. And the shuttle's right there. And she goes, let me get you into this car. I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about. Like, what am I, CarMax?
This is on your way back to your car.
This is on my way back. So I'm leaving the golf course back to the hotel.
A person that's kind of directing people to where to go
exactly,
for the
shuttles. Exactly. Right in front of that front entrance where we're going. And she just points me. You know, they'll have official partners. I want to say Porsche.
Yeah,
might have been the official automotive of the LPGA for this specific tour or the match
the
yesterday.
The JM Eagle Championship.
JM Eagle Championship. So, guy just throws me in a Porsche.
It's a nice little Uber.
Like, I don't know what's going
on
here.
Short-term Uber in a Porsche? Why not?
The first thing I said, too, and he probably heard this and was like, again. First thing I said, I was like, well, this is a nice ride. Yeah. And he probably is like, I've heard that 94 times today,
like you're trying to get – I'm 52 years old. I think I've been in a Porsche once in my whole life.
My aunt and uncle have a Porsche, and it's very nice.
Of course it is.
Beautiful.
Of course it is.
So what was so funny, too, so when you get back to the hotel that's in Hollywood, we valeted our car there. So I had to go.
Which
was
actually easy.
Yeah. Just got to pick up my valet.
Not as easy as parking next to the clubhouse.
Okay, well, we're going to follow the rules here. And
so true.
Get my valet. So this is a pretty nice hotel. So the two cars that got valeted before me, G-Wagon, Porsche.
Yeah.
And then my little Kia Optima 2013 that is dirty, needs a car wash. And so, and the people next to me are like tourists. And so the two cars came up. And people were like, is that someone famous? Is that someone famous? And, you know, they're, you know, trying to see. And then they see my Kia Optima come up. Definitely not.
They're good. They're like there is for everything. There's a Simpsons episode that covers this where Homer and Marge pull up to a very fancy country club and they're driving their beater car and the valet comes around to take it away. And Homer goes, and I counted the pennies in the change drawer too.
I wasn't planning for this, but do you ever, you know, parking valet, there's people funny on TikTok where it's like, you know, you park valet and all of a sudden the girl is like finishing her makeup and she's putting on her heels and there's all this, you know, there's food, there's wrappers everywhere, all that stuff. I'd got a car wash the day before, but the car that I saw pulling up, it didn't even matter what the car looked like. It was the luggage coming out. I'm like, that looks expensive.
I was just
looking at the luggage. I'm like, that's a nice piece. How many? You got four of those pieces? Those were all bought separately.
That's pretty nice.
By the way, did you know, I was going to bring this up a couple days ago.
Okay.
We park basically right next to each other.
Yeah.
I think you did a little illegal action a couple days ago.
No, so here's what happened. I'm talking about.
But before you defend yourself, can you explain actually. what you saw?
So can I tell you what happened?
Okay.
Well, Laura came up to me afterwards.
Whose story do you want?
I would like to hear the prosecution before I hear the defense.
Okay.
Sure.
So I'm just saying, this is what I saw. Felt like I was
Tell one time you came to work. Like, what time did you park?
So it's probably like 8:45.
That's important. So go on.
Okay. All right. And you were probably 6:45?
I was at probably 6:50 that day.
Okay.
Okay. So I come in at 8:45, pull into the parking garage. I used to be a P2 guy. I'm a P1 guy. Hmm? You're a P2 guy.
We flip-flopped.
Jorge is a P2 guy. You guys do your thing. Emily and I do our thing.
Sure.
So I kind of wrap around. You got like the first layer. Remember where you used to park right when you come into the garage back in and, and then
right by the booth.
Quick exit. Those were taken. Mm-hmm. So then I usually go to the next layer, which is usually where Emily is. And I
usually pull through.
Yes. Yep.
So I park and I as if I can just pull away right away.
Yep.
Continue on.
So I get ready to park and I'm looking at the Herbalife sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Herbalife.
There's AEG and there's Herbalife. Those are the two that are there that says, hey, you can't park here. The other ones are just open. Kind of had me thinking of Lindsay and when her all situation.
Sure.
I'm looking, I'm like, wait, that's M's car.
Mm-hmm. In one of the
reserve spots. There. M never parks there. So I didn't say anything about it. I just went and parked, and then I forgot to bring it up to her. We were just talking about parking right now. you have committed a crime inside of the LA parking garage.
So you want to hear my side of the story now?
Yes, please.
So, was my side accurate?
To your perspective, it is accurate. Okay.
All right.
So what happened?
I don't know what to do with that.
I pull in normally, 6:50. I pull through, mind you, pull through the spot. There was no sign. They put in the sign after I parked.
What are you talking about?
So Laura, so here's
those
how
signs are mobile.
Here's how I found it out. Here's how I found it out. Laura comes in the middle of our switch over from Crosstalk to Mason and Ireland. So Jorge, were you here, right?
I was, yes.
All right. So Laura comes in and says, Emily, did you park in that spot?
Laura's looking at it too.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, there was a sign? There was no sign when I pulled in at 6:50. They put it in the duration that I was at work, and so they put it there because they've been adding spots.
Yeah,
and so today I parked normally. So on the time that I went there, there was no spot. They put it in probably 7:15, 7:30 before you got in. And so I parked legally.
So what if that security guard that lost it last time on Lindsay, what if he doesn't know that the sign came in later?
His job is to monitor the security cameras and see if people are violating this. You can look at the security camera. There was no sign when I pulled in. There was a sign after I pulled in. That is why there was no ticket on my car.
The hell is going on here?
If I'm Judge Wapner in this case, by the way, Gaucho, Judge Wapner,
Shouts out.
I'm going to go for the defense here.
Can go look at the tapes. I'm clean.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't accusing anybody. I was just telling her what I saw.
Oh, look, I wanted to throw her in jail. I wanted to throw the book at her.
Yeah. And I was going to be very frustrated if I did have a ticket because I would literally go straight to the CCTV.
Oh, no, go to George Fong
because
over
the thing
in ESPN Security. He'll
you have what? 12 hours, maybe 6 hours where nobody is going to likely be taking these spots. Mm-hmm. Usually when I come in at anywhere from 6:30 to 7 a.m., there's very few people in the parking lot. So you had 5 hours, 6 hours in order to put this sign in where no one else would do it. So then you do it after
I park. Is the city just throwing up street sweeping signs
just
out
to
of nowhere?
Revenue?
P1 problems.
Hey, I mean, no, this is driving me to P2. This is driving me to P2 because now
come
there's
on
only
down.
Like six spots available to us there. Yeah, I'm going to be P2 soon.
I'll save you a spot in front of the elevator. I'll tell you that much.
By the way.
Well, I used to have a spot in front of the elevator and now it got taken.
Well,
by the way, if you guys want to talk about, I'm completely down to talk about anything other than sports.
Well, we're going to do that next.
Why?
Because, it's the burden I carry of constantly being right. And I feel like I need to unburden myself occasionally that just bullseye after bullseye after bullseye. And then I couldn't have been more wrong about the Rams yesterday.
I have been wrong.
Well, I thought for sure the Rams were going to move up to take an offensive player. And the one thing that they were not going to do is just sit there at 19 and take somebody. It's exactly what happened.
When you left for Super Crosstalk yesterday, I told Mace, I'm like, Mace, what are your boys going to do at number 19? And John goes into this, you know, Mace was talking about, I think they need a defensive player. Mm-hmm. And John's like, nope, I was listening to Travis and I'm sold. So John was basically literally, he's like, they're going to move up in the draft. They're going to get an offensive player. They're going to double down on offense.
I thought they were. And by the way, I think they should have. Mm-hmm. And I think they tried to.
I love how you sold John. John was like, I'm sold on the game plan.
John usually is waiting to jump on me with both feet and call me an idiot. So I'm glad that I at least for a day sold him. But I missed on that one. The Lakers. Stuff. Not, I may have missed my Laker prediction by a game because I picked Nuggets in five.
Yeah, by the way, you're the only one that picked it in five.
Yeah, but it's going to be four because this thing is. I thought six. I have never seen a series that isn't. I understand that. Practically speaking,
I know what you're talking about.
But it's not over. It's 3-0. They didn't. The Lakers are still alive. Now they're plugged into the machines and the lung blower and the feeding tube, but they are alive. Okay, nobody's officially pulled the plug and thrown the sheet over the body yet.
For all I know, they might do exit interviews today.
Felt like it.
Last night felt like exit interviews.
It really felt like it. It was complete despondency. It was absolute dejection. There was nothing. Even Darvin was the only person I saw or read that was, hey, look, we got to just go win one on Saturday and see what happens
and
next.
That's your coach. So.
And I get it, but even that was lip service.
It's a complete crap.
It was so bizarre to me. And I get it. I understand. Practically speaking, it's over. No NBA team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit, much less a seventh seed against a two seed.
The best team in the NBA.
I get it. It's over. But my goodness, the quotes were weird. And the energy in the building from the beginning was bad. It just, the whole thing from soup to nuts was a complete catastrophe going back to the end of game two. And it just got worse last night. So we're going to get to it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about D'Angelo. We're going to talk about LeBron James and Darvin Ham and Aaron. Where the heck do you go from here? Because while it's not over, it is 100% over. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Are you dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not, or if you're in need of a fresh charge. And if you happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that as well. They're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So the next time that you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I had a good time out at the Wilshire Country Club yesterday, too. It was a good day. Being outside is kind of nice.
Gosh, dang it. I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Something about just breathe in the fresh air. Obviously, there, it's just so beautiful as well. We had a great view of the golf course.
Yeah.
So it was good.
It was fun. I had an absolute blast.
Did you see the lunch spread? Lunch spread was pretty solid.
So Jeremy Friedman, who we had on the show yesterday, who's the publicity director for the JM Eagle LA Championship, said to me, because I had something very important to do yesterday that I could not be late for. Mm-hmm. I had to get there on time. Mm-hmm. I had to get all the way down to my house. And from where we were yesterday at Wilshire Country Club in Beverly Hills.
In and out.
I literally ran to my car from our set, and I barely made it.
Okay.
I barely made it. So as I was leaving him, Jeremy says to me, hey, there's lunch upstairs. Grab something to go. And I'm like, that sounds great. But I had no intention of going because I was just on my horse to get to where I needed to go. What did I miss?
Roast beef sandwiches, really good roast beef sandwiches, solid horseradish, honey mustard, had really good Caesar salad. And I'm a Caesar salad connoisseur. This is very good Caesar salad. They had a little coleslaw that was a little spicy. They had some jalapenos in it.
Are you going to tell me you met Fernando Valenzuela while you were going through the line too? Because that's the only, come on, man.
Roasted potatoes and veggies. They had some really good
They gave
cookies.
Away Rams season tickets.
Yeah.
Did you get lunch?
I didn't go.
You didn't go?
No. It was lunch or the Porsche ride.
You should have eaten in the back of the Porsche while they drove you to your next spot.
The roast beef was really tender.
I'm sure it was, Emily.
It was well cooked.
I'm sure it was. A little rare?
Hey, brother, I got a little horseradish on the seat.
And I'm not even a huge roast beef fan, but this was delicious.
No, roast beef.
I love the horseradish because it wasn't too bitter. It wasn't too bitey.
Did they give that to Crypto last night, because we had the carved station and it was roast beef.
They're probably getting rid of it because they only got one more game left.
Okay, come on, bro.
They gave it in a baguette.
You can take it to go. They're making party subs. Hand them out as you walk out the door. Here, take a six pack of Coke with you too. Here's a flat of bottled water. All right, we're going to get to the Lakers here in 30 seconds. Just, I want to give a heads up to all of our listeners, because on June 4th, mm-hmm. Clipped is going to premiere on FX and then stream on Hulu. That is the Donald Sterling show that our friend, colleague, Ramona Shelburne, did the story, the podcast that they have now turned into a dramatic series.
Yep.
Watch the trailer this morning. I've already texted Momo telling her how excited I am after seeing it. I can't wait. And I'm just telling our listeners, when that show airs, we're talking about it on this show the next day. So you need to watch it in real time with the rest of us if you want to participate in the conversation, if you want to follow along.
Yeah.
If you want to avoid spoilers, we'll give you a heads up, but we're going to talk. That looks so good.
Can I say something funny?
So good.
The timing of it. So yesterday at the game, Ramona's there.
Yeah.
And we're in the media room. I finished pregame and I'm eating whatever. I sit down next to Ramona. Can't tell you how many people, because it had just come out, right? The clip had just came out as well.
Yeah.
How many people walk by Ramona and say, oh my gosh, it was so good. I loved it.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
It does.
Ed O'Neill. And just the two minute version there, Ed O'Neill.
Looks great.
Ed O'Neill and Emily, you've probably known him. Who's the woman who's playing Shelley Stone?
Jackie Weaver.
Mm-hmm. She's perfect.
If you know her from Silver Linings Playbook, she was the mom in Silver Linings Playbook.
I can't wait to see it. So just a heads up, you got a month to go, so we'll remind you a few times along the way, but when Clipped airs, we're talking about it in real time the next day.
And by the way, I believe Ramona is going to do a companion podcast for that as well.
Excellent.
I think they did it the same thing when they did Last Dance, so it's going to be with ESPN podcast, so go ahead and listen to that if you want a little deeper dive as well.
Have you ever seen a team that was not officially eliminated, that acted as eliminated as the Lakers did, both on the court and afterwards with their comments, I know they got off to a nice 8-0 start, I think, with their 12 at one point yesterday.
12 was the biggest lead they had. Yeah.
They were up 8 with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, and then D'Lo takes a bad three, there's a turnover, Jokic gets a dunk, then it was the same blueprint as before, and it just felt like the Lakers just kind of shoulders rolled forward, hands dropped to the side, like, yeah, just finish this off. Like, let's just get the hell out of here.
It hit me more post-game than during the game.
Yeah.
During the game, listen, their body language, I was just telling Parker, I was talking to one of the ushers yesterday during the game, and I'm like, there's zero energy in this place.
None.
It
felt like that on TV.
Felt like it was a regular season game in February.
I'm not kidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know you're going to lose to the Denver Nuggets. And the thing that I think we both talked a little bit about, yes, it didn't play out just like this. I thought, hey, what happens when Denver actually has a really good game? Which, by the way,
still haven't.
They still have not.
Yeah.
What happens if Denver comes out and punches first and they're up 10 or 12? How are the Lakers going to respond? That still hasn't happened. I mean, the Lakers have led every game so far by halftime. By the time the dust settles in the first 24 minutes, they have a lead at the end of the first half. There was a stage there I thought...
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Was there ever a point in that game last night you thought they were going to win? At any point?
No. I've already said it. When they were up 20 in game two, I thought they were going to win that game.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
If somebody did it, I completely understand why you wouldn't. Up 20, I thought the Lakers were going to win that game.
Yeah.
But last night, there were, once you got into the second half, and they basically took like a 6-point lead, and 6 felt like a lot. And then it was 10, and 10 felt like a mountain.
It did.
And then you kind of feel the vibe inside the stadium. It felt like, okay, the season is done.
You know what was crazy? That as the third quarter, I felt like the Nuggets didn't even play well. Michael Porter Jr. aside, yeah. He was amazing. He was making everything he was looking at. But Jokic wasn't killing it. Murray wasn't killing it. It didn't feel like they were just pulling away and, okay, they're going to be up 20 in 4 minutes here. It wasn't that. And then in the fourth quarter in particular, the Nuggets went ice cold. They didn't make it. They kept missing. They kept missing. They turned it over a couple of times. And the lead grew. It wasn't
with Joker
like,
on the bench. There was a stage there. It was Aaron Gordon was the 5.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the time right here. And Lakers knew it. They had Bron and AD
absolutely.
In. And the lead went from 8 to 12.
And the lead grew. Like, you felt like the Nuggets couldn't get the ball in the basket, and it went from 8 to 12. It's like, well, that's not a good sign. And then they started throwing in some shots at the end. But by then, it was way too late. And just everything about it was just bummer.
You said, I know the series isn't over. It was one of the first. It was really weird listening to all the post game interviews, because the post game interviews sounded like, I swear on my life, and I'm not just making this up, I had to remind myself. I'm like, oh yeah, they got another game on Saturday. The mood in the arena, the mood post game, the mood from the players, the mood from everybody that's involved. Oh yeah, it's 3-0. It's not 4-0.
We're kind of all over the map right now, but I want to bring up another thing. When the Lakers had a late game huddle and D'Angelo Russell sitting over on the side by himself, that's what you see in an elimination game. Like, look, it's over. I'm going on a new team next year. I blank these guys, blank this place. You know, just I've had enough. I'm done. The frustration of the season. It's finally over. I'm going to let my true colors show. It's not over. I understand it's over, but there's a game tomorrow. They got to play tomorrow. He's got to put on his uniform and go back into that locker room. He's got to look at his teammates in the face. He's got to look at his coach in the face. He's got to deal with the fans. And he just gave up yesterday. And it's not over. Like, it felt like we got swept. Yeah, I don't know what's coming next. We're probably going to have a new coach. We're probably going to have new players. We're probably going to have this, that, and the next thing. And I don't know, man. I'm just pissed off. I'm frustrated. And I'm not in a good mood right now. I get it. But it's not over. It felt so odd for a series that, I get it, practically speaking.
They're so defeated, brother.
Just a wrap.
They're so defeated.
Do they just get blown out on Saturday? Do they? Well, is this a 25-point loss?
That's actually interesting. Let me ask you this. If you had fight, you were going to have it early on. If you had fight, you were still throwing your best punches in game 2. If you had fight, you were going to have it in game 3 in front of your home crowd and see if you could make it 2-1. What's the purpose of the fight tomorrow? And they haven't indicated anything to me or any other Laker fan out there that we want to take this thing back to Denver. We're going to do everything we can to take this thing back to Denver. Denver's going back to the Nuggets are going back to Denver either way. For the Lakers and their perspective, that doesn't look like that's on the top of their agenda.
No, it didn't. It was such a weird game, and it's the conclusion of a weird season, and the conclusion, quite frankly, I think, whether it's Saturday or early next week, the conclusion potentially of an era, of a coaching era. It has to be. If it's not, I don't know what the hell we're doing. I get it. It's a bad look that you've been running through Mike Brown, D'Antoni, Byron Scott, Luke Walton, Frank Vogel, Darvin Ham, that you're just tearing through these guys at that rate. I get it. You cannot bring him back. You just absolutely can't do it with what it's looked like. So we're turning a page in a coaching regard. We'll see what LeBron does. I would expect him to stay. I would be surprised if he didn't. D'Angelo's probably certainly gone. I would imagine the supporting cast is going to look pretty different along the way. It's a turning point. It's a crossroads. It's a fork in the road, whatever you want to call it. It feels like this is the end of something that we've been trying to hold on to for so long. Hey, if only X happens, it's going to break our way. You can't fool yourself. Them being a high-level contender, they feel as far away from that as they felt in years.
Let's do this. I know we're coming up to a break here, but I think maybe this is also great clarity for the Lakers. Trav, there's nothing to – nobody is going to get fooled on this one. Sometimes if last year we thought, hey, they still got a shot because they made it to the Western Conference Finals and there was a path that they were able to get there, maybe this is good news that there's actually clarity for the Lakers that where they're sitting today in the Western Conference, they're nowhere near competing for a championship.
We'll talk about if there is a very, very faint silver lining in the fact that this went as badly as it has. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Mentioned to you the other day that I went down to NextGen, their headquarters in Anaheim. Now, they got locations all over Southern California. So if you can hear me, NextGen's going to be able to get to you. They are the official AC heat and plumbing company of SoCal sports fans. I could not have been more impressed by what I saw. From the way that they are able to dispatch their technicians, from the amount of just unbelievable knowledge that they have at NextGen and making sure that you get exactly what you need and taking care of their customers, that's what it's all about. And right now at NextGen, you can get a 28-point full heat and AC safety inspection and tune-up for just $44 right now through the end of the month. Just $44 to make sure that your system stays running strong all year long. Look, we're on the other side, I think. It's going to start being hot. You're going to want to make sure that your system is running at its best. Why not get it tuned up for just $44? And they're going to throw in a free air filter. Plus, they got a whole fleet of plumbers as well that are ready to take care of you. That same $44, they're going to give you a drain clean out and a camera inspection. Call them, 833-3-NEXTGEN, 833-3-N-E-X-G-E-N. They're number one for a reason. Go find out for yourself. Call NextGen at 833-3-N-E-X-G-E-N or check them out at nextgenairandplumbing.com.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Has Clip started yet?
Nope, starts in about a month and a half.
Can Ramona send me the what do they call the
advanced screenings?
Advancers, yeah. The advanced screenings? Can I watch?
I mean, you're
binge
at SAG.
The whole thing?
You can request it.
Oh, is that a thing I can do?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Slee, why didn't you tell me that?
Because I didn't want you to watch it yet. I want you to wait.
Sounds amazing.
Keep watching the trailer.
What is this music from?
So this is the score to the movie Challengers, and I saw it yesterday.
That's the tennis movie.
Yeah, tennis movie with Zendaya, Josh O'Connor. Yeah, it's very sexy. I cannot recommend this movie enough. This movie effing rocks.
Really?
It rocks.
Because and it's good? A good sports movie?
I think it's the best sports movie I've ever seen.
And what?
I've seen a lot of sports movies. And I think that...
Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Replacements? What are you talking about?
Yeah. So... There are different categories of sports movies. There's comedy sports movies. There's nostalgia bait sports movies. And
Rudy.
Then there's whatever the category Challengers is in.
Yeah.
And I think it's its own category.
Is it as sexy as I have read about?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Wow. Slee.
It is probably
sexy
the most
sports.
Sexy movie I've ever seen in the theater. It is...
It's a lot.
Have you ever seen NFL's most vicious hit?
I think I have, so we'll see. But if you like a sports movie that's not just straight nostalgia puke, that if it's you want to see a movie that makes you feel like you're watching a sports movie or a sports, watch Challengers. Well acted, propulsive. Listen to it.
It's a pretty good pitch. When will it be on Max or Netflix?
You're not a go to a movie theater.
Probably in like 9 months.
Okay.
Maybe a little earlier.
Hit me up in 9 months and I'll give you my review. I want to see it. I just know that I'm not going to get into a theater.
You and Susan would have a great date night.
Yeah.
Going to see Challengers.
All right.
And then going home after seeing Challengers.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Look, that's a good sales. Yeah. It's a very good pitch. This is the only silver lining I can find to where the Lakers are currently. And because I need to lay out the negatives to get to the positive for it to make more sense.
Okay.
The Lakers are almost certainly going to be hiring another coach. And if they don't, that's a whole nother problem in and of itself. The people that have been responsible for hiring all of these coaches are still the people that are going to be responsible for hiring the next coach. The people that are responsible for choosing which players they want are still going to be the people that are doing that as well. So the decision-making apparatus seems very unlikely to change. Okay, that's part of the reason you're in the position that you are to begin with. Your best, most marketable, most famous slash whatever hyphenate you want to put in there, LeBron James, is going to be going into his 22nd year. Okay, there may be an extension on the horizon. Maybe he just opts in, but I would be very surprised if your best guy or your most important guy, however you want to characterize it, you're 22 or, as Michael likes to say, you're 25, depending on all the playoff games that he's played. Your next best guy is a really good player, but I think everybody's kind of on the same page that he can't be the best guy on a championship team. He needs to be the other guy.
Yep.
Your supporting cast is not very good. It's just not. You don't have a ton of assets. You have some, but you don't have a ton of assets to maneuver. There isn't a clear path to, hey, when LeBron James showed up and you had all the young players on the team, it's pretty understood that they're going to flip some of those young guys to go get a star, Anthony Davis. They did it. It worked. It hit. Championship. Bam. Okay? You got it. Because you look around the rest of the Western Conference and you see how good the Nuggets are, they're going to win the title again. You see how good Jokic and Murray and Porter and KCP and how all these pieces fit together and all of these things. They're ascending. OKC is the number one seed. Minnesota has Anthony Edwards, who's just amazing. Wembanyama is going to be a huge problem before anything else happens. You look at teams like Dallas that has Luka and Kyrie that's firing. The Clippers are the Clippers. They're more similar to the Lakers than anything else.
Pelicans young, up and coming.
All
Memphis,
of this.
Young and up and coming. Yep.
They have never felt further away from being where they want to be than it feels right now. And is in a weird way, is this a little clarifying? Because it's so obvious that you have so much ground to pick up on, not one or even two, but you can make an argument that there are maybe 10 teams in the Western Conference that are better positioned moving forward over the next 3 or 4 years than the Lakers are. Is that pick that unfortunately not particularly inspiring picture, is it at least clarifying to, hey, listen, we got to think of a different way to attack this moving forward?
We talked about this, I think, earlier in the week, that there's a few teams right now in the NBA, specifically in the Western Conference, where you got aging superstars, and I don't know the direction of the Phoenix Suns, the Los Angeles Lakers, the
Warriors.
Golden State Warriors, and maybe, you know, the Clippers. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. I think it's if Lakers, let's say, avoided the Denver Nuggets because of seeding, and they got OKC first. I don't even want to talk about what the result would have been or any
sure.
of that. But you could fool yourself into thinking, and I think last year there was a little bit of this as well, you could fool yourself to thinking, look how close the Lakers are. They're not close.
No.
And if they're not close this year, you're not a team that, hey, in a year from now,
you're further.
They're going to get more experience. They're going to be this. The way you painted the picture was where you are today might be the closest that you get. The trajectory of a lot of those teams that you just talked about is if it's a stock, they're the stock that's climbing.
Yes.
If you're the Los Angeles Lakers, where's your stock going?
Not.
Your stock is going down.
Yes.
That's where it's going. And part of that has to do with the rest of the West. The other part has to do with look at your pieces. D'Angelo Russell is hanging out at the end of the bench yesterday. Rui Hachimura, I didn't even know was playing this
series.
Playing this series.
Yeah.
LeBron, God bless him. Effort, this, that age, all that stuff. He's 39. He'll be 40 next year. Anthony Davis, in the biggest moment of the season, took one shot in the fourth quarter. If you're going to make it a series and steal a game, was nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. Darvin Ham, every single first half so far against the Denver Nuggets, Lakers are up. You know what happens at halftime? One guy coaches, the other guy doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, I think the clarity is good because the clarity is stop fooling yourselves. You're not that close. Now, what they do from here and what their path is from here, that's going to be up to the front office.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's sitting here. You can't sell anything to anybody right now and try to make a case that, you know, I think if the Lakers just do this, there's probably four or five things that have to happen.
There's clarity in where you are. And it's, again, it sucks that they're down 3-0. It sucks that it feels like a sweep is almost assured. Worst case scenario, five games, it goes back to Denver and, you know, gentleman's sweep. But there is something on, hey, look, we did get the Nuggets and they smoked us again. Like, we can't, I love how you said it. You can't tell yourself you're going to get closer based on, well, we'll get a little more experience. No, they're getting more experience. Their best players are younger and better than your best players.
The rest of the West
players.
Is getting experience.
The rest of all of it. You're going the wrong way. The gap is only going to get wider if you run this back in some meaningful way. And then the people responsible for trying to close the gap to decide which players are going to close the gap, to decide which coach is going to try to close the gap, that entire apparatus is still the same. You know, with you know, you still have clutch involved. You still have ownership is the same. General manager is the same. Like, all of these other things aren't changing. That's going to stay the same. So how do you feel like, well, they're going to get it right this time? Mike Brown, 1 year. Mike D'Antoni, 2 years. Byron Scott, 2 years. Luke Walton, 3 years. Frank Vogel, 3 years. The Darvin Ham, if he gets a third year, I mean, what? He's going to be a two-year guy. One, two, two, three, three, two. What the heck? What? And at some point, it's you have to just say, we're doing the same thing over and over again. It doesn't work. You have to do – this isn't a LeBron thing. It's just that LeBron can't impact everything else the way he used to. He just can't do it anymore. He's still really, really good. He could take another team yep. and be an incredibly important part of that team being a championship-level team. He can't be the guy that, hey, I need 44 minutes out of you tonight, and I need you to be the best player in the world. No, yeah,
and,
I can't.
And there's also something – I mean, I think just the vibe – watching them play. You know, I heard I've heard this before that you look at your leaders to make your role players better. And I'm not saying that they have complete control of the role players, but do you feel like the leadership of the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, their body language at times?
Did you hear what he called everybody but Anthony Davis after the game?
Before you tell me, I saw him dribble the ball off his foot and look at Taurean Prince like it was his fault. But please tell me what the quote was.
That was amazing, by the way.
I've never seen anything like it.
That was amazing. Like, Taurean Prince was, what, 10 feet away?
He was over there.
Like,
he's where Emily is right now. Mm-hmm. I dribble the ball off my foot, initial reaction is to look at Taurean Prince.
This is a stupid analogy, but I think it's apt. Like, if I'm doing the dishes and something slips out of my hand, like yeah. a glass breaks in the sink, yeah. I'll turn to Susan and go, look at what you made me do. And, like, I screwed up. I made a mistake. Yeah. And we laugh. That's what that was, only it was in front of the world. He dribbled it off his foot. What do you look at what you made me do?
What
did I do? I'm just standing here.
And Taurean Prince was like, yeah, might have a point. What was the quote? What were you saying?
Ask those other individuals about playing in the playoffs. Jeez. Called him the other. He said, AD and I have been in the mountaintop. We've uh-huh. been playing together for 6 years. The question was, what's the pressure?
Yeah, if
the playoff pressure.
You right. have to play perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
got
it's
you.
Like Travis, you saying you have been to the mountaintop of sports radio. You've been those other individuals
they got,
on our
got
show.
Shot out of a cannon off the top of it.
Yeah, yeah. But that being said, those other individuals
yes.
on my show need
yes.
to figure out how to get there.
Other individuals. That was one of those. Oh, we're already doing that. Okay, cool. I can picture them going in to watch film or whatever it is they're doing this morning. Hey, yo, other individual, pass me that bottle of Gatorade. Like, what?
Maybe you're right. Maybe the clarity is the best thing that they could get.
Ay, ay, ay. Ask Slee. And you know what? Take it easy on Slee. Let's keep it to, I don't know, food and Porsche rides. It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee. 710 ESPN. 877-710-ESPN if you want to get in on the phones with an Ask Slee. That is how you do it. I like this one. This is from Jason Levine, Slee, and we're going to start with, in the spirit of look at what you made me do.
Yeah.
What is the worst thing that you've done that you've then blamed on rookie? Track mud in the house? I don't know. What could it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Eat something.
Yeah, it's got to be the food thing. Mm-hmm. It's got to be, because the food thing is like the easy. Well, I had to give rookie some too, but really I was the only one that ate. Nobody else ate it. Nobody else ate it. But rookie's a good. That's a good question, because pets are, nobody gets angry at them within the house.
They can't speak for themselves.
They can't speak for themselves, so you could easily.
Do you think they know when we double cross them? Like, you blame it, okay, like the cake goes missing, and you ate it, and you're like, the dog must have eaten. Is the dog looking at you like, no, are you kidding me?
No, but here's where the dog understands what's going on. It could be a simple thing. I could be, you know, I could get home. There's a little courtyard area in the complex that we're in. And usually I'll go take a ball or two, and I'll go throw the ball somewhere. Rookie will go run. If I tell Rookie when I go, Rook, I'm going to take you to the courtyard. You know, they know certain words.
Sure.
Oh, he's hallucinating. He's going crazy. If I say that and I forget, he's just still waiting at the door. Like, I'm not kidding. 15 minutes can go by, and he's like, just tell me when you're ready.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
I got one from Chrissy. She asks, did you ever make a mixtape or CD and give it to someone, and what was on it? And believe it or not, I do know what this is talking about. So, yeah, mixtape, what did you put on it?
A mixtape or a CD, or on a CD. Okay, basically you're saying just any type of music that's put together.
But you gave it to somebody.
So you like, put together a curated list of songs to tell someone how you feel about
exactly.
them.
Off of Napster. I've done that for crushes before.
Yeah.
No, I have not done that. The closest thing that I've done is, but this is me doing it to a friend or a cousin or something like that. Hey, you like this genre of music, I like this genre. And I'm putting together, like, just, this was back in college, here are 15 songs, there's hip-hop in there, there's reggae in there, but actually giving a mixtape or something like that to somebody.
You never gave the breakup mix?
No. So when you gave that list of people, you just gave it like a piece of paper or something? Or you're like, hey, here's
burn
the
a CD.
Yeah, do you remember, remember
what he's
this.
Talking about. No, I didn't burn CDs, but he said mixtape or CD.
Yes, so burn a CD basically of putting 15 songs on
but
one
not,
CD.
But not a bunch of love songs to the girl in 10th grade that you were afraid to talk to.
No, I didn't have games.
Okay, so you have burned a CD before.
But not for
a romantic reason.
Yeah.
Jorge. Sure
I remember recording songs from the radio onto a tape.
I did that.
The same time? Yeah. That was cool. All right, Crypto Ray says, do you ever stay in your car for a while before going into your home just to decompress?
Who doesn't?
Try to think of this situation. Here's what happens sometimes here. Sometimes I'll park in the parking garage, and I will go through my phone reading certain things for the show. So I might, okay, maybe there was an article that I want to read before. Maybe this. Sometimes I'll open up M's topic breakdown if she's sending it. And there's times I sit in my car, but I'm not doing anything. There was a time where I had one of the, I still have it now, you know, the Calm app, the Balance app.
Yeah.
These are just your meditation.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the best places to do it.
Really?
Yes, I'll tell you why. Because you make a lot of excuses when you're at home, you have a lot of other distractions. Hmm. If you are in your car and you're like, hey, I got 5 or 10 minutes right now, I don't have to be where I'm going to be, that's, in my opinion, one of the best places.
It's interesting.
There's no distractions. Nobody there. You have your phone on just the app. It looks kind of weird if you're looking into my car and I'm just sitting there breathing. But yes, that's the only time.
So clearly I'm the weirdo in this group because I don't get it. Susan will come home from work and she'll sit in the car for 5 minutes. My kids will come home from school or work and they'll be in the driveway for 10 minutes,
but
12
they're on
minutes.
Their phone?
I don't know what they're doing, but they don't come in the house.
Susan, do you think she's on her
Why
phone
does it
or
bother
do you think
you?
She's
just...
It doesn't bother me. I just don't understand it. Like just I understand wanting some time for yourself. I completely understand the impulse to want to be left alone for a few minutes.
Yeah.
But just sitting in the driveway, like I will come home and one of my kids will be parked in their car in the driveway just sitting there. And I'm like, did you just get home? No. How long have you been here? I don't know, 20 minutes? I'm like, what are you doing? Just chilling out? Like, it's insane to me. Clearly, I'm wrong. That you guys are all looking at me like I'm crazy. Do you do it, Jorge?
Yeah. Even after like an hour drive or 45-minute drive that I sat in my car, I get home and I'm like, you know what? I need 5 minutes just to like, I don't know, just so I can come in and be like, hey, I'm home.
Em, you do it too?
Yeah. And a lot of times it is just me answering whatever texts and notifications I got while driving.
While you're driving.
But a lot of times it's just like, and I don't even have people to come home that are berating me.
I sleep in my car.
Dude, I was just going to throw Brenda under the bus. She doesn't say, I come home. And like, she's knocked out. I'm like, yo.
In the front seat of the car?
Yeah. So I knock on the window.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I just took a quick 10. I was like, you could have gone
home.
Good
for her. That she could get that in?
You could have gone in and, you know, take a quick 10-minute nap in there. Why do you do it in the car?
Maybe I'm missing out. I don't know.
Because you feel to me like a sit in the car kind of guy. But I guess because you spend so much time
in
it.
I've already been in the car for an hour and a half.
But
I've worked out my thoughts.
But it's such a long drive for you. I feel like it might be stressful, which is why you want made a home.
I get it's me. I guess it's me. NFL draft last night. The Rams made a pick. It was a pick that I did not expect. It was about as chalk as you're going to find. The Falcons didn't. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.